Welcome to the Tiger Performance Podcast, where we feature high-achieving entrepreneurs and coaches and share their performance journeys. Now, let's get started with the show.
Steve Adams here, founder and CEO of the Tiger Medical Institute. I'm the host of the Tiger Performance Podcast, where I interview thought leaders about their unique stories and the specialized knowledge they can offer the world. But before we acknowledge our sponsor for today's episode, I want to introduce you to Dr. Jeremy Wise of Rise 25 here, who has done thousands of interviews with successful entrepreneurs, investors, and CEOs. And we have flipped the script, and he will be interviewing me today for the Tiger Performance Podcast.
Steve, I'm excited because the topic today is personalized medicine, what that means, what people can do. Because, you know, the bottom line is if we don't have our health, what do we have? Right. So we're going to go deep in this topic. Before we do, I always am curious to ask you, what are some of the episodes, other episodes people should check out of the podcast?
Sure. Well, Dr. McNamee, our chief medical officer at Tiger Medical, recently did a podcast on Alzheimer's no longer being the death sentence it used to be. I also interviewed an innovative dentist, Dr. Paul Goodman of Dental Nachos. Basically, he's connecting dentists all over the country in a unique way to educate them. And then finally, Dr. Jeffrey Rettiger, who is on staff at Harvard Medical School, and he's the chief clinician at McLean Psychiatric Hospital in Boston, wrote a book called Cured on four drivers of spontaneous healing.
Steve, did you ever talk about why it's called Dental Nachos?
So that people would remember the name. That's it.
It makes me kind of hungry, but yes, I will remember that name. So we'll get into personalized medicine, but I do want to mention the episode's brought to you by Tiger Medical Institute. And I know the focus is on mid-career dental professionals, C-suite executives, entrepreneurs, really anyone, Steve, who feels depleted and feels they're not showing up as their best version of themselves, right? And hard-charging entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs fall into that category, and medical professionals who are burning at both ends sometimes. So Tiger System is a personalized root cause approach to health optimization, and the Tiger System is a one-year health transformation journey that empowers you so you can show up as the best and healthiest version of yourself. You can go to tigermi.com to learn more and check it out. So personalized medicine, when you say that and we talk about that, Steve, what does that mean to you?
Well, let me start with the problem that is kind of fostering this movement. And that is that our standard local healthcare model. Now, I want people to hear me now when I say this. I am not saying a single thing bad about a provider, a physician. These people work their tail off. They love people. They're trying to help people. So I'm talking about the system, but the system is built for sick care. Me and you talked about this before we went on. You're a doctor of chiropractic. You had to say these things to people as well. And the system is set up to be really good at taking care of people once they get sick, all right? But the people that we are working with are people who arrive or are about to arrive at middle age, or they're solidly in it, or they're even moving into the fourth quarter of life, and they don't wanna take aging sitting down. They wanna attack it and be proactive. The problem in our local healthcare system nationally now is there's no reimbursement for proactivity in healthcare. The doctors can't get paid for it. And the testing is limited to what they will be reimbursed for. And that testing is generic. It's based on averages, okay? Not on optimization. And so, the problem I experienced personally, what led me to this, Jeremy, and I'm going to answer your question, I promise, is that, you know, I had excessive stress for too many years. It was turning into a low grade level of anxiety. I was having trouble sleeping. My energy was depleted. I was mentally exhausted. I was gaining weight around the center for no reason. Libido was becoming a problem. I had an inability to focus, and my performance was just, I was having to work harder and harder to get the same kind of performance. And when I would go to my local physician using the tools at his disposal, it would say, you look okay, you're in the averages range, but I wasn't okay. And so that
you want to hear that, but you don't want to hear it. You want to go, I found something little that you can solve, not everything looks great. Well, I don't feel great. That doesn't reflect how I'm feeling.
That's correct. That's right. And that was my case. And that's what we're hearing every day at Tiger Medical, is people with similar stories. And, you know, I also had acid reflux for almost 25 years, and scope after scope, no answer, take the purple pill. That was the answer. And so I met Dr. McNamee, who is our chief medical officer now at Tiger. And he said, there's definitely things we can do. He goes, you're not feeling that way for no reason. And so, you know, what he did was he started to test me without the limits of insurance, because I was willing to invest in ways that gave him much more advanced data than what my local doctor was working with. He did genetic testing to understand how I was made uniquely. Okay. And it was through all of that that I got a customized, personalized, restorative medical plan. That's what I got. That's what personalized medicine is when you run a genetic panel and you test in an advanced way and you find unique information, and then you target the entire treatment of plan around the person's unique set of circumstances. That's what personalized medicine is.
You know, a lot of times people probably seek this out because, you know, pain is a much bigger motivator than pleasure, right? And so I feel like, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but a family history motivates people. Let's say their dad or mom had heart attacks before age 40 or 50 or whatever it is, and that scares them. And sometimes the first sign of a problem is a heart attack. Or when they go in to go, hey, when they find cancer, it's like, you're in stage 3. Well, what happened that was growing inside someone long before someone discovered it, before it caused any symptoms? So I feel like, or you mentioned Alzheimer's before. Someone has a family history, they don't want to wait till it comes upon them. They want to be proactive. So I'm wondering, you know, what does a customized plan look like? Some examples maybe of testing or things that people would go through.
So I'll give you my story of how Dr. McNamee re-engineered my health, okay? Because it really was a re-engineering. So I got a biome, gut biome test. He tested my hormones. He did a micronutrient test to look and see if I had nutrient deficiencies. I had to do a brain scan. I did a cardiovascular scan. I did a blood panel that was ridiculous. There were like 13 vials of blood they took. They were smaller vials, so it wasn't like I could walk out of the
place. You're like, you're taking all my blood.
Yeah, right. And I'll give you an example. You know, this blood test, it measured 6 separate inflammation pathways markers in the heart, cardio system alone. Okay. You don't get that in a standard panel with a local practitioner. And from this mosaic of data that he pulled together, I also had to fill out, it took me almost an hour to fill out a health history with all the medications I had ever taken and all the supplements I was taking. He wanted to know everything. And then I did about a 90-minute intake where he asked me about my parents, my grandparents, my brothers, all of the family history. And I should say, he actually did that first. Then he actually sent in my lab request, because he customized my testing to what answers I gave in the health history intake. And so when somebody works with us at Tiger, the customization starts right up front with the kind of testing he does. You know, I'll give you an example. In the blood work, he has up to 37 adjustments he can make to the blood panel. So he does that for every single client. So we did all of that. And so the things that were my big problem was, I wasn't sleeping well, I was anxious, and I was depleted energetically, and I had reflux and IBS, and I also had constipation problems. It was all related. And here's what he found. He found that I had a genetic deficiency in production of serotonin, and dopamine, which then he said that links directly to why you're anxious, why you have a lot of fear-based thinking. He said you also have a genetic marker for hanging on to stress longer than everyone else, to the average person. And so he said, the first thing I want you to do is I'm going to give you this over-the-counter natural substance called 5-HTP. That's going to help produce serotonin. I'm going to have you double your gratitude and meditation and diaphragmic breathing practice time. He said, I found in your genetics that you don't break down starch. And so eating starch all your life has created something called leaky gut. So that has spiked your inflammation markers, which is going to create problems for your cardiovascular genetics, which are also bad because your dad's had all these heart attacks. He said you have the same genetics, even though you're built differently and never had a heart attack, because you're just as much at risk as he is. So we got to get this inflammation down. So he prescribed a very targeted, specialized probiotic called Saccharolides boulardii, which was helping to improve the amount of something called secretory IgA, which was missing. It was part of the army in my gut that protects my immune system. And then he also, I had to eliminate starch. So basically anything white, bread, potatoes, rice.
Not easy to do.
Not easy to do, but I had so much discomfort, GI discomfort. It was worth it. Within 8 weeks, all of my GI issues that I had suffered with for 25 years were resolved, gone. I was off medicine. I was having regular bowel movements. I had no IBS, no cramping, and I had no reflux, no nuisance cough anymore. Unbelievable. 25 years in 8 weeks, that was gone.
Did they find any other intolerances besides the starch?
No, not really. No, it wasn't a gluten issue. It wasn't. I mean, he said I had a little bit of a dairy intolerance, but he said, you know, once we get this inflammation down and your leaky gut healed, you'll be able to have ice cream once in a while and it won't bother you. And that was true. So I had to go super strict for about a year. And now today I can, you know, what I do is if I want pizza or pasta or rice or bread, I have it on the weekends. And as long as I can, you know, just do the weekend, I'm okay. When I go on vacation, sometimes I'll go for 4 or 5 days like that, and then I'll start to feel it, and then I just clean it up, and I'm fine. So, and what's really cool is as the inflammation went down, as we treated the serotonin problem, as I doubled my stress management and ate properly and did, we have 8 health habits. I can unpack that if we have time. As I did all of that, what I found was my anxiety went away. My reflux went away. The fear-based thinking went away and my energy went through the roof and my sleep was restored. And it was all from that next generation, next level of customized testing where he was actually able to get to the root cause of what was causing these problems. And Jeremy, I've seen this play over and over and over the last 3 years with our clients. It's the same story, just different story. You know, they had their own unique path to healing and restoration.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here because I know even under each of these categories, there was a lot that was done, you know, from the initial intake to the gut biome, to the hormones, to the nutrient, to the cardiovascular, to the blood panel, to the brain scan, to, so maybe we go over in a separate episode, kind of the 8 health habits, because there's a lot of detail in that as well. And that kind of gives people at least an overview and an idea of what you went through and some of the fixes. And once you do all this, it sounds like you could have a really targeted approach to helping these things.
You do. Like one of the 8 health habits we have is targeted supplementation. So he basically gets people to go off all the stuff they were doing because a lot of times he finds people are wasting money on supplements. And he, based on your exact markers, he prescribes a supplement regime that supports those weaknesses genetically or in your markers. And amazingly, 10 to 12 weeks later, all of our patients say they feel so much better because they're supporting the right thing. But if I, you know, just as an overarching comment, it's the combination of the medical approach with the implementation of these 8 health habits. And by the way, we assign a health coach for a year, every 2 weeks, to meet with you to help you implement these, because you will not do them on your own. You just won't do it. But what we're trying to do is set you up as your own best health coach after that year and beyond. Now, about half our clients stay with us in our long-term program, but others go, I got it. You guys help me. I'm on my own. So either way works for us.
I mean, Steve, I consider myself pretty disciplined. And, you know, I have a personal trainer that I work out with. And there was 1 week where, you know, she couldn't meet. And I'm like, I was like, listen, I'll come anytime. She's like, listen, here's the exercises. Go do them. And the accountability has to be there. And I'm like, okay. And then I saw her the next time. She's like, did you do them? I'm like, I did two. So even with the coach, with them giving me the program, I still wasn't able and did not execute on what I knew I should execute on. So my belief, and even you look at the top performing athletes, business people, they all have specific coaches for a sector of what they want to improve, you know?
And that's really what makes our, with Tagger Medical, unique. I went out and studied all of the major executive health providers, and where they leave off, they do a great job on the testing. Now, some are allopathic, sick care, kind of disease screening models. Others are more proactive like ours. But where they stop is once they provide you the information, that's where it stops. And so I wanted to build this last model, not the last model, last mile approach. You know, like our coaches study under every month under a PhD level behavior psychologist, teaching them how to unlock behavior change in people. I have a 25-year executive coach mindset expert on staff who works with our clients if they've got some challenges up in the head that they need to have worked on.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the information's helpful, but then what do I do? What's the plan? And then executing on that plan. There's like several steps beyond just the information.
Right. So we basically, what we say to our clients is, you've got a problem. We've got a plan, and we're going to be your guide, and we're going to take you on a journey for a year, and we're going to hold your hand every step of the way. And what success looks like is full restoration, total solution of your health challenges. And failure, if you don't follow through, what that looks like is, you know, you're not going to show up as the best version of you.
We talked about why people come, why you decided to go on this journey, while other people do. They'll maybe experiencing a health issue. Maybe they're worried about a health issue. They're experiencing fatigue or other digestive issues and probably numerous other things. Who is a fit for this?
You know, what we find are the, so just some basic things are 45 to 70 years old. Like we have people that are 72, 73 in a program. Okay. Obviously their motivations are different than the 45-year-old, but it's in that group. If you're younger than that, it's probably not a good fit. You just haven't gotten enough miles on the body yet. So that's one thing. Secondly, you've got to have a health investor mindset, meaning, you know, a healthcare consumer says, I'm only going to do what insurance will pay for. A healthcare investor says, I'm going to invest proactively because it's going to cost me 10 times more later to fix this problem if I wait. The third thing is they've got to have a really strong why. And if we help you with that, if you don't know exactly what it is, but you've got to have a strong why, because you can't make significant behavior change unless you've got purpose and commitment and discipline toward it. And you got to be teachable and coachable, and you got to be intellectually curious and want to learn. Those are really the good fit things. And because this is private pay, you've got to have the discretionary dollars to make the investment.
I don't know if you get this question. There's a money piece. Okay. There's going to be an investment, but there's also a time piece. Is there something that you tell people you should be prepared to dedicate every week as far as the time goes?
We do. We say if you're already margined out and you're going to try to squeeze this on top, you're not a good fit. Okay. This has to become a priority for you. Now, we're not saying you got to leave your job or anything like that, but, it's not that it's like a set amount of time every day. It's just that like in the first 90 days, you've got to do a tremendous amount of testing, and you got to come to Seattle one time and do the brain scans and the heart scans and meet our doctors. So you've got to fit all of that in. And then, yeah, there's the daily 8 health habits that, you know, if you are, it's probably an hour a day, you know, not all at once, but it's, you know, it's about an hour a day. And so you have to be willing to make that priority investment in your life. Because, you know, the thing about it is we tell people you've got to become patient number one in your own life. Okay. Most successful people we work with got there. And Jeremy, you're the same, because I'm the same way. You have taken care of everybody else, your kids, your wife, your employees, your vendors, your clients, everyone first. Okay. And you maybe haven't taken care of yourself. So self-care is huge. And so that's what we say is the motivation. But yeah, there is definitely a time investment.
Yeah. From what I've heard from people talking about this is, well, you could spend $1 here, but if you get sick, you're going to be spending $5 trying to fix the issue later on.
You will. The other thing is you get into your midlife, you've accumulated some wealth, and now you got some time again. And what a rotten time in life to now get sick. Because like my dad's 81 now, and I could give him $5 million tomorrow and he wouldn't be able to do anything with it because he doesn't have the mobility or the energy anymore. And some people get there in their 50s and 60s. And so that, you know, it's a guy, I can't remember his name now, Bill Perkins wrote a book, Die with Zero. And he talks about this concept of the health-wealth trade-off. And you want to push that day out further and further and further into the future so that you can enjoy what you've worked so hard with. And, you know, what we tell people is we're not guaranteeing them greater longevity. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you're stacking the odds in your favor of greater longevity if you do all this. What we're saying is, what we can tell you is we're going to expand your health span, the number of years that you're energetic and healthy.
Steve, first of all, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you sharing this. We want to point people to, where should we point people to online to check out more?
Yeah. So we're actually transitioning our website right now, but go to TigerMI. So TIGERM is in Michael I.com, like the Michigan, you know, MI for Michigan. So TigerMI.com, and go to the Learning Center. We have videos there. I did a video called The 8 Most Common Questions People Ask About the Tiger Program. And I got another video there, the 5 top fears of people who sign up for the Tiger Program. And in those videos, I answer almost all the questions anybody's ever asked me in the last 3 years about what this entails.
Thanks. So if you check out more episodes of the podcast, check out TigerMI, M as in Michigan, I as in ice.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Tiger Performance Podcast. We'll see you again next time, and be sure to click subscribe to get the future episodes.